We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rich people are going to have to allow or be forced to allow lower income people to live near them, which is what we fail to do in this country right now. We force lower income working Americans to drive 1, 2, 3 hours in either direction to get to their jobs.
We do?
What the hell is Beto talking about? That's Beto O'Rourke. You can, by the way, hear more from him tonight if you're so inclined. He's going to be on the stage, apparently, with the other Democrats for the debate tonight. I think he made the cut. I'm pretty sure he did. It's kind of hard to tell. They'll all be up there. They'll be chasing Joe Biden, trying to convince you that they're the best person to lead the country after Donald Trump. And we ought to schedule a drinking game about how many times they talk about how evil the current president of the United States is, because you know that's what's going to go down.
I don't know about you, but I got to work Friday morning.
Me too.
I don't think I can handle that game.
Yeah, that doesn't sound safe.
I don't think I could handle it whether I was drinking or not, but I'll probably have to watch a little bit of it, just do a little bit of show prep. Don't you think?
No. I'm going to watch it too. I just don't know if I can drink every time I slam the president because I won't be able to function Friday morning.
But you'll sleep so good. You'll sleep so good.
Right through that alarm.
Really, this is all you need to remember about the whole thing is go to cut number 10, please.
Joe Biden, often called middle class Joe, has never forgotten where he's from Scranton, from Claymont, Delaware. And I think he's the person who can actually solve the problems facing our country. And the things we were just talking about, our place on the world stage, the role of the National Security Advisor, no one on that stage is better qualified than Joe Biden to lead us into a safer, more prosperous future.
Is he talking about the same guy? I don't know. It seems to be. Anyway, that's a Chris Coons who's wanting to convince you that you got to go with Joe. Despite all the gaffes and everything else, we got to go with Joe. Just ignore everything that's going on around you. How about that? Hey, on this Thursday, the other big stories this morning, the fact that the Supreme Court came through on the asylum situation yesterday. The president, of course, tried to change the rules saying if you're going to seek asylum and you're truly in peril, you should go to the nearest safe country, which obviously would, if you're in Guatemala or Central America, be somewhere other than the United States. You got to travel a long way to get here. And the Supreme Court said he's right. You can't enjoin him from this until it works its way through court. So a big victory for the Trump administration on that one yesterday. We'll get to more on that in a minute. Right now, I want to bring you up to date on what's going on in the House, where they continue to dig and look for ways to impeach the president. Believe it or not, they're doing that. We're joined right now by Rachel Sutherland. She's, of course, a reporter for Fox News Radio, and great to get her on here again this morning. Rachel, how are you?
Oh, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. So I know that, you know, the House came back this week and they immediately launched into whether or not they can find a basis to impeach the president. What's the latest on this?
Well, that's the question. It's exactly, Republicans are asking, what exactly is the House Judiciary Committee doing right now? And they're trying to define it. That's what this is all about. This is not about bringing articles of impeachment to the House floor. It's not about anything like that. This hearing is designed to set the parameters for a potential impeachment inquiry. But Republicans are saying, I thought it was interesting, I think it was Congressman McClintock who said, you want your impeachment and deny it too at the same time. So, yeah, it's fascinating because they're trying to define what they're doing. And not even all Democrats are on board. Impeachment is the third rail of politics heading into 2020, and they don't want to talk it. They don't. A lot of them just want to stay away, like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And it appears that the chairman, Jerry Nadler, wants to move forward, whereas Pelosi doesn't. So he's doing it in this committee. And basically, they're saying, the Republicans are saying, you can't outsource impeachment. You need to bring it to the full House. There's right. already been a vote in the House saying we're not going to do this. But in the committee, they want to.
Yeah. And so they're going to try again. They're going to try to find some grounds for it. And I even heard somebody last week, and it wasn't a congressperson, suggest that the president disputing the, you know, NOAA weather map might be grounds for impeachment. It really, at some point, you get to the impression that they're really stretching to find something here.
Well, I think that's part of the inquiry. The fact is, they want to look for reasons to impeach the president. One, I mean, it's the grounds of it is based on possible obstruction of justice, right? But Nadler even said himself that they would look for other grounds of potential misconduct. So it could be a sweeping investigation. And again, though, just to be clear, this is not bringing the articles to the House floor. It's not even really going with that step. It's just right now all they're doing is arguing about whether or not they're going to pass this resolution today that will allow them to start hauling in witnesses, getting information, some not classified necessarily, but documents in closed session. And it would also allow counsel to be able to question witnesses, which they're arguing over right now, whether it should be members or counsel, and allow the president and his lawyers the opportunity to respond, which Ranking Member Doug Collins laughed about. So we don't know how outspoken this president is already. He's not going to stay quiet. So I guess we'll know within hours here whether or not they're going to do this. And I think it's fascinating to find Speaker Pelosi's reaction to what Nadler is doing, because it really does seem that he's kind of bucking her in some respect.
I admire what you do, Rachel, because I think I've reached a point where I'm not sure I could keep a straight face asking Nancy Pelosi how she's handling this impeachment case. I don't even know how she keeps a straight face when she answers the question. That's what it's come down to. Rachel, thank you. We'll listen to you on Fox News Radio. We appreciate you. Thank you very much. Rachel Sutherland, @Sutherland. Let me make sure I get that correct. What is it?
It's at Sutherland Fox.
At Sutherland Fox on Twitter, mm-hmm. if you want to follow Rachel there. Yeah, how do you do that? I mean, I have to tell you, many years as a reporter, I'd be sent over to interview, let's say, for example, Dick Durbin, when he was in Congress and then when he was in the Senate, and I'd be having to ask him a question. And I'm just perplexed listening to his answer, because I know it's some pre-designed talking point from the left. And I'm thinking to myself, there's no way he can believe this. And some of these reporters have got to have that on their mind when they're asking Nancy Pelosi. She went off on one yesterday who asked her about gun control, trying to blame Democrats for inaction on gun control. Go to cut number two, please.
Did you regret that, not bringing the House back in August to keep the flame lit on gun control?
No, absolutely not. We did our job. The Senate was supposed to come back.
Why don't you all get that straight?
Okay.
The Senate did not come back to pass the bill. I'm getting very angry about the silliness of these questions. Lives are at stake. Senator McConnell is standing in the way. We passed our bill in February. Members had events all over the country to ask him.
She's getting very angry. Mm-hmm. She's getting angry because we won't do something just to say we did something, even if it doesn't make a difference. But she's angry.
It's never too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have sore, chapped nipples.
You did ask for animals, Patricia.
That is not what I meant.
That's your fault.
The tax man is coming, just so you know. Seriously, I only played that because I was reading this headline. I played it because I love it. But I played it because I was reading this headline that the Democrats are rolling out some Social Security expansion that would, you guessed it, take more out of your paycheck each month. So did you know right now that somebody who earns $50,000 a year pays $3,100 of that in out of their payroll tax for Social Security? That's currently what the rate is. They want to raise that again, and then they want to raise the upper limits of it because it's capped right now. So at above a certain point in income, you don't keep paying more and more. They want to raise all of that. So look for that debate to come soon to a congressional office near you. We'll try to get Ann Wagner on here to talk about it now that they're back.
Yeah.
Hey, good news for you, Tricia.
Yes.
And I don't even know why this is an issue, but apparently Taco Bell is introducing a vegetarian menu. Mm-hmm.
I love this, and I don't know why they haven't done this or highlighted
this on this a long time ago.
Can't you just get a bean burrito and then you're covered?
Yes.
You can, but
you can put beans on anything in place of meat.
Thank you.
They've had a vegetarian menu since
for years.
But they've never highlighted it. They've had all the ingredients in place.
They've always had the 7-layer. They've always had the bean burrito, and you can always replace a meat with the beans if you wanted to. So, I mean, good for them for finally figuring out they should capitalize on it, but it's always been there.
Yeah, that's
it. But I guess they're introducing some new things too, but
I love it for me because it gives me like more ideas, like creativity, because like you can only eat so many 7-layer burritos. Yes, I mean, they're good, but it all kind of tastes the same. But if they've already got something, so if I'm in the drive-thru, I'm not going to sit there and be like, I want a taco with beans instead of meat. I'm just not that guy. I'll pick things off myself or I won't order it. I just won't go. So if they have a menu that is laid out and I feel like I have more, it's just a lack of like brain power on my part, more options that they've already put together for me, I'm going to go there more. But they had all these tools in place.
Yeah, I would
so
think
I'm not
that's
sure why
a
no
brainer for Taco Bell.
It is.
Smart of them to market it a little better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw a great meme the other day that said Taco Bell was voted the number one Mexican restaurant in America in a recent poll, which is the best argument ever for the Electoral College. Yeah. there's some good Mexican food out there. If you think Taco Bell is in, it's good fast food. Don't get me wrong. Love Taco Bell drive through it after a late night. But I'm just saying.
2 in the morning.
Yeah. I'm not up. Usually I'm waking up at 2 in the morning. But you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I was just meant weekends after night. What's your late night? Like 10:30?
What's that?
What's late night for 10, you?
For
like
the week?
9:30?
No,
no,
on a late night.
On a weekend. I mean, seriously.
I know. That's what we're talking about.
Maybe midnight, if I'm lucky.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. You just can't do it. When you're used to getting up at 3, it's tough, even when you get a good night's sleep, to stay up.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
I bet you wouldn't, would you?
I haven't been doing this shift for 6 years.
Oh, no. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Kelly has a Taco Bell comment. Kelly, what's on your mind?
Yeah, they have not had a vegetarian menu. People who are vegetarian or vegan have to pay the same price as people getting meat, and they switch out beans for meat, and beans are a lot less expensive than meat. And also, this is part of capitalism. They have some intelligent people that know if they advertise a vegetarian menu, they're going to make a lot more money.
Sure.
So
you sound like a socialist being a big baby. Because they're doing something you don't like.
Oh, I don't care. I'm happy they're doing it. I'm not being critical of them.
No, Kelly, I'm no.
It's not a criticism.
I listen to you guys all the time, and I love the show, but he is a little butthurt over veganism and vegetarianism.
I tend to agree with you.
Give her some applause. Give her some applause.
I tend to agree with you on that, but I don't think that was the case here.
I just don't.
Now,
no,
don't get
care.
Him started on fake chicken.
I just don't want to call it meat if it's not meat. That's all I'm hung up on.
Okay.
All right. See you later. As long as they don't tell me that it's a vegetarian beef burrito, because it's not. Because where's the beef?
See, this is where I don't think we were going, but I appreciate what Kelly was saying.
You need to get your head out of your butt, focus on the real issues.
Feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile is still a crap sandwich.
Chicken crap.
They're full of crap.
Are you hearing a theme here? I just wondered.
Is this about the real or fake results?
No, not at all. I lost fair and square, I guess.
Again.
Again.
Fair and square.
But I bring that up because my friend Justin MG is calling in here on line one, and I want to get him on the air. Justin, how are you, buddy?
Doing, Mark?
I'm good.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just have to tell you, Justin and I worked together at Channel 4 for a long time. He was a great photojournalist there, and we've both since moved on, and these days, Justin is helping out with a charity that helps the crisis nursery, and when I saw that they were still in need, I said, you know what, you need to call in, and we need to talk about this on the radio.
And I'm so excited. This year is actually our 5th anniversary of this. It's the Pooper Trooper Diaper Drive. say that 5 times fast.
Yeah, no kidding.
And Last year, we raised 262,000 diapers, believe it or not, with the help of KMOV and Aldi Grocery. And this year, our goal is 300,000 diapers.
What's your deadline? When are you trying to get these by?
Man, we got to have all this done by this coming Sunday. And right now, we're only at 135,000 diapers. So we're in dire need. And here's the thing. It's pretty easy to do. You either go to a local Aldi grocery, pick up some diapers, and throw it in a bin. Or you go to our poopfortroopers.org website. That's right. It was I found a URL with the name poop in it. It was great. And you go on there, and you got an Aldi, an Amazon wish list on there. So you click the Amazon wish list. And within 45 seconds, you can use your Amazon account, order it, and it just ships it to us.
Just ship. It couldn't be any easier. Honestly, I went in there and looked at it a minute ago.
Yeah, that's absolutely very easy. And who doesn't have an Amazon account? Let's be honest.
Well, true. Everybody's got the app on their phone. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I still don't know how they deliver things to you the next day. I still haven't figured that out. It's amazing. It's like magic. You're doing this to help the crisis nursery. I talk about what they do all the time, and I help out with the celebrity waiters night and all that stuff that they do, all the fundraisers. It seems hard to believe that they have that sort of need for diapers, but it kind of drives home the good work that they're doing over there.
Absolutely. I mean, here it is 2019, and we have families who are so in need of diapers. The average cost of a diaper is anywhere from 20 to 25 cents. And a child might go through 10 of them in a day. That's anywhere from $600 to $1,000 for somebody who just doesn't have a good income. So, you know, they actually see families come in with children with soiled diapers that they should not be wearing. And it could lead to a rash and illness and having to take them to the hospital. So
sure.
It's a serious need.
Well, anything we can do to help out the folks over to Crisis Nursery, I'm happy to do. We'll put a link to this, Justin, up on our website there at 971talk.com/Cox. It's poopertroopers.org. And if you go there and you've got like the Aldi app or something on your phone and you click on the Amazon link, I shouldn't say the Aldi app, the Amazon app, it just takes you straight to a page where you can buy the diapers, and they ship them straight to the charity, Pooper Troopers, and then, of course, they're going to turn it all over to, what are you laughing about? That's what it's called.
I love that name.
Pooper Troopers.
Yeah.
That's great, Justin. Was that
clever.
Your idea?
It's a family thing, and we've got a ton of extra people that are now helping us out. It's a pretty big deal. And as we say in the diaper business, we need a crap load of diapers.
in the diaper business. Yeah, I like that. That's fantastic. Good stuff. Hey, best to your lovely wife, Lauren, for me, please.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate your help.
You bet, buddy. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, man.
Yeah, appreciate that. Justin and MG there, poopertroopers.org. Can't get any easier than that. Good for him. That's a tall order. They got a lot of diapers to collect between now and this weekend.
A buttload
of them. Nice. I like that. You know, for those of us who've been parents, and most people are parents at a fairly young point in their lives, fairly early in their lives. They're getting this sudden expense. You have the baby. You're happy about that. You worry about whether you can afford it. And all of a sudden, you go to the grocery store to buy a pack of diapers, and
they're
$30 for a package? How long are these going to last?
Not long.
So you're my age, and your friends are all having babies, and your partner gets invited to all these diaper parties, and you go to pick it. Oh, I'll pick up the diapers for that party. And you're like, the diapers are how much?
Yeah,
like,
no yes. kidding.
You sure you have to go to that party?
How much
do you really like this guy?
Those are a trend these days, aren't they? Diaper parties.
Yeah, they just get, to kind of back get together
really
and drink
one of the
beer.
Biggest,
and,
yeah, expenses. So
it's huge. Off-brand.
Yeah.
I told you, didn't I, that when we had our first child, the one that's now 24 and a lawyer, my wife had decided that she was going to go green. She wanted
one of the very few mistakes she's made in life.
Thank you. Besides marrying me, she wanted to get a diaper service where we had cloth diapers, and we just didn't think it through because it's a mess, right? You know they're a mess when that stuff happens, and then you put the soiled diapers in a bag, and then you wait for them to come and pick them up, and then they bring you fresh ones. And
nothing about this is appealing.
Well, even the laborious part of it wasn't as bad as the fact that the kid doesn't get any rest because the cloth holds the moisture. Mm-hmm. And when we did this, my mom, of course, who grew up before they had Pampers, I guess they just, whenever those were created, they all thought they were the greatest thing on earth because they drew the moisture away from the baby. Baby could still sleep for a while, even with a wet diaper. We were too dumb to even think that through. So that lasted for about might even have been 2 weeks. I'm thinking 3 weeks. And we canceled the diaper service and started loading up on Pampers and whatever brand.
Good idea.
I would have been out so much money because I would have bought the first time I saw a dirty diaper, I would have thrown it away and I would have just kept throwing away the cloth diapers, completely defeating the purpose of reusing them.
Yeah. So anyway, we did make that mistake, but if you can help these folks out, yes. You know, the Crisis Nursery just does they do great work. They really do.
Yeah, we're like, diapers are so expensive, but this is for a good cause.
I know it is for, and you can get some on there for like $20. I mm-hmm. went on the website and looked just a minute ago.
Easy way to help expensive. Out.
Yep. Do it if you can. 314-241-9797. Tom Ackerman going to join us in here in a minute to talk baseball. We'll be right back.
So what's the big deal here?
I'll tell you what. Hey, congratulations to State Representative Nick Schroer. Because he was just voted Legislator of the Year by the St. Louis Police Officers Association.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice. So congratulations, Nick.
Congrats to him. And he's often a guest and a fill-in host here on the radio station. So good for him. We're glad to hear it. Good stuff. Let's get to our guest, please. A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
That's all right.
True. That's
we
always true.
We are definitely powered by coffee, aren't we?
That's you bet sure. We are.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Not much. You know, I was just thinking, we were talking about this, I think, since we had you in here on Monday, this whole Antonio Brown situation. First of all, I thought the guy apparently had a strategy to get away from Oakland, but he left $30 million on the table, went to the Patriots where he was only going to get $20 million, so he lost at least $10 million in that interaction, and now with these rape charges against him, it's possible he might never play for the Patriots this year.
That's very serious stuff.
It is.
So he started practicing with the Patriots. Bill Belichick said that he is not going to comment on the allegations, except that they take them very seriously. So
will he play this weekend?
I don't know.
He's on the roster for this weekend, but he could be on the, what they call it, the commissioner's exclusion list or something. Can he exclude specific players, I guess, from participating?
I don't
know. He can do whatever he wants to, right?
Yes, so. He's Roger Goodell.
No,
you're
can.
Not.
I think it's all eyes on the league on how they handle this one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly.
True. Very true.
Yeah. So
serious allegations.
I mean, talented player, but I don't care.
Yep.
I really don't. I don't care at all. You take those allegations very, very seriously.
So Cassie Smedley, who joins us once a week from the RNC, grew up in Kansas City. And when I had her on this week, I jokingly said to her that we'd like to invite her out where she could enjoy some postseason baseball this year. At which point she told me that she's solely focused on the Kansas City Chiefs at this point.
I'm sure they are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They should be.
You ever think that there's something Kansas City looks at St. Louis? I don't know if they look at St. Louis poorly, but they don't like St. Louis sports at all. I don't know what we did to them necessarily, but yeah, I always get that feeling. There's just a little extra edge about our St. Louis Cardinals and just the whole scene over here. Kansas
City. Maybe they'll like us more as we start to become Chiefs fans.
It's like not an inferiority complex necessarily, but like when the Royals were good, they just rubbed it in our faces. Like, you know, we actually like Kansas City.
Is this like a rivalry that they acknowledge that we really don't? Like,
I guess
they're
it's
like,
kind
we're
of
like
it's
our biggest rival.
On our end.
Like, yeah. They think we're like Chicago, like, is
maybe
to
it
us.
It could be sort and of like that. Like,
oh,
maybe we
cool.
we just, we look at Chicago with a bit of an inferior, not a bit of, with an inferiority complex and say, you know, we're not that big, powerful city. And we have the Cardinals, though, and we're going to go up there and we're going to beat you. That's kind of what we have on them. But I don't know. I guess Kansas City's great town. Great
yeah.
city.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed it when I've been over there. They just, they'd act like a bunch of Dinkingers sometimes.
They just, yeah, I feel that a little bit. Like they just, in the area of sports,
Yeah.
You know, they get a little, you can get under their skin pretty easily.
That's the whole, like, we don't like each other, but then you're the guy that's like, I like you. Like, they're like the ones that are like,
I didn't know we didn't like
each
other.
We've got a problem.
Like,
you're like, I don't have a problem.
Like, an example would be, yeah, St. Louis, we have so many great restaurants. Oh, your food's trash. You guys think you have barbecue. We have barbecue. Yeah.
We like your barbecue,
your pizza,
too.
Thin, to Gates. Thin crust pizza's terrible. So, Provo's terrible. Everything. They're like, hey. Take it
when
easy.
When you start messing with our cheese, there's
but
a problem.
But our barbecue's both, better in October.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're both Missouri cities. It's great, although you're partly in Kansas, but we're also partly in Illinois. But, you know, we have, I think it'd be fun to do an MLS rivalry. Have an MLS rivalry with them would be cool. And I always like when the Cardinals play the Royals. And I, we're catching them in barbecue. We're not there. And it's, I do think it's disrespectful to say that in the barbecue industry, especially a city that has been there for generations and generations, like a Memphis, you know, or a Kansas City. Mm-hmm. However, St. Louis barbecue is really good, and I would put, let's say, a Pappy's up against just
or
about
Sugar
anybody.
Sugar Fire's good stuff.
Sugar
too.
Fire, yeah. Adams. I'm going to leave somebody out, but there are some really good ones. Daly's.
Our friends at Super Smokers.
Have you tried Daly's in Valley Park? Oh, baby. Now we're talking.
I'll have to try that. Drive by there every day.
Good stuff. We just rattled off 5, 6, 7 of them right there.
On the other side, that Beast Barbecue is doing great over in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's some good ones in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the Cardinals have dropped back-to-back 2-1 games. This is an interesting stat here. This is the first time in the history of the Rockies that they've won back-to-back games scoring 2 or less runs. Huh. And they did it against the Cardinals, 2-1, 2-1. So the Cardinals need to pick it up. They need to get their offense going. They play today at 2:10, little day baseball in KMOX. And the Cardinals are 4 games up on the Cubs because they lost again. They lost last night. However, they are 4 games up on the Brewers also. Milwaukee suddenly has won 6 in a row, and they're back in this thing. They're tied with the Cubs for the second wild card spot. Both teams 4 back in the Central. The Brewers are without Christian Yelich, fractured kneecap, fouled a ball off his knee. He's out. No surgery needed for him, but he's out, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. So he's out of the picture, the NL MVP. But the Brewers just keep on rolling. It's going to get very, very tight here towards the end in this NL Central.
Good. No kidding. Exciting time here right at the end of September, as usual. It's good.
That's my report, barbecue and sports.
Nice. Now we're hungry.
Me too.
Tom Ackerman, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you as always. Kilmeade's up next. Annie Fry, noon to 3. We'll see you Friday morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.